The howling of the hyperdrive made it hard to concentrate, but Theron was still able to tap into the Spear's navigation systems to get a sense of where they were. At first, he thought there was no way they'd get to Duro in time, but the ship was moving at speeds he was having trouble believing. He checked and double-checked the data, wondering if there was an error somewhere. He studied the hyperdrive systems, and it shouldn't have been possible for them to be moving this fast, not without some external power source boosting the system. Darth Carid. Tracking their progress backward, he realized the ship's velocity had jumped when the systems for her personal command pod engaged. The engines were actually drawing more power from her. The symbiotic link between Sith and ship, channeling dark side energies through Carid to augment the Spear's abilities. With a sinking feeling, he realized that even with all the time he'd spent mapping the networks and studying the ship, he still didn't have any real concept of the Ascendant Spear's full potential. Darth Carid's ship might be too formidable a foe for the Republic fleet. Theron hoped the Republic's chance for victory wasn't already lost.